There are moments in a conflict that transcend mere military engagement. Moments that redefine the very psychology of a nation. What we are witnessing tonight, in the footage circulating from Tehran Times, Press TV, and verified by open-source intelligence analysts, is precisely one of those moments. Forget everything you think you know about the balance of power in the occupied territories. For the past 12 days, we have watched a relentless campaign of aggression from Israel and its Western backers against Iranian sovereignty.
The semi-official Tasnim news agency reported that Tehran may target banks and economic centers across the region.
A new front has opened in the Middle East conflict, and this time the target is not oil, ports, or airports. It is data.
The cloud just took a direct hit.
But last night, the Axis of Resistance delivered a response that was not just military. It was surgical, psychological, and deeply strategic. The target? Not a military barracks, not a forward operating base. It was the heart of the Zionist economy, the largest underground banking facility and data center in Tel Aviv, located deep beneath the Azrieli Center complex, often referred to by locals as the Financial Street. We are looking at the aftermath of what military experts are already calling the most devastating precision strike in the history of Middle Eastern warfare. Initial reports suggest that the strike utilized a variant of the Kaibar-Shaken hypersonic missile, a weapon specifically designed to render the so-called Iron Dome and its associated aerial defense systems utterly irrelevant. Unlike the retaliatory strikes we saw during the 12-day war last year, which primarily targeted military airfields, this barrage was aimed at the circulatory system of the occupation itself, the banks, the data centers, and the underground bunkers where the shekels are printed, and the digital infrastructure that controls the occupied territories is housed. The facility wasn't just hit, it was completely decimated. It has been turned into a scene reminiscent of Gaza or southern Beirut after an Israeli bombing. Concrete twisted like tinfoil, fires raging out of control, and a financial system thrown into a state of cardiac arrest. Before we delve deeper into how this will shatter the illusion of security for every Western investor from Tel Aviv to Dubai, I want to use these medium to say thank you to all who found this channel worthy to subscribe. We just smashed the 500,000 subscribers, and I'm great to all of you, from When We Are Catholic to Muslim Reaction Channel to Standing Against the Oppressed. Thank you so much, yet I need to ask you something. This channel relies on your courage, your willingness to see the truth that mainstream corporate media refuses to show you. We do not have the backing of billionaires or warmongering governments. We have you. If you believe in honest journalism, in reporting that tells you what is actually happening, rather than what the Pentagon wants you to think, hit that like button. Share this video with everyone you know. And if you haven't already, subscribe and join this movement. Because the world is changing, and you deserve to know who is really winning this war. Let's be specific about what was actually destroyed here, because the mainstream media will try to spin this as damage to a commercial district, and that would be a lie. The Azrieli Center is not just a mall. It is the nexus of Israeli economic power. Beneath those towers lies a fortified bunker complex that houses the primary servers for nearly all of Israel's banking sector, including Hapoalim, Leumi, and Discount Bank. But it's bigger than that. Intelligence gathered by Iranian signals. Intelligence indicates that this specific facility also hosted cloud relay stations for Western tech giants who have cozied up to the occupation. You have to understand the strategic shift that has occurred here. In the opening days of this war, when the United States and Israel bombed civilian infrastructure inside Iran, including a branch of Bank Sepa in Tehran, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, issued a warning that sent shivers down the spine of every corporate executive in the Gulf. They said, and I'm paraphrasing here, "You have made this an infrastructure war. You have made banks and economic centers legitimate targets. Do not think your technology firms are safe," and they meant it. We saw the precursor to this last week when Iranian drones and missiles struck Amazon Web Services data centers in the UAE and Bahrain, knocking out large swaths of the digital economy in the Gulf. But last night's strike on Tel Aviv was the main course. It was the proof of concept. The K-Bar Shokin missile, which we believe was used in this strike, travels at speeds exceeding Mach 15. It maneuvers. It laughs at the Arrow and David sling systems that Israel has spent billions developing with American taxpayers' money. When that warhead penetrated the ground, it didn't just destroy concrete. It destroyed the confidence of every investor who thought Tel Aviv was a safe haven for their capital. The facility is gone. The data is gone. And with it, the money of thousands of Israelis and Western expats has literally been vaporized. Not just in digital form, but physically trapped under rubble. This brings us to the broader theater of this war, which has now expanded to the gleaming towers of the Gulf. In the past 48 hours, panic has spread through the financial districts of Dubai, Abu Dhabi, and Doha. We are receiving reports that Citibank, one of the largest American financial institutions, ordered the immediate evacuation of its regional headquarters in the Dubai International Financial Center, DIFC. Staff were told to find the nearest safe place away from the office, Standard Chartered HSBC. They have either closed branches or reissued work-from-home edicts. Why? Because the IRGC's Khatam al-Anbiya headquarters released a targeting list. And on that list were not just abstract military assets. It named Google's Dubai office. It named Amazon's cloud regions. It named Nvidia's research facilities in Haifa and Oracle's offices in Jerusalem and Abu Dhabi. The fear is palpable. For decades, the Gulf states have tried to play a dangerous game, hosting Western military bases while pretending they could remain neutral in a conflict with Iran. They allowed themselves to be integrated into the U.S.-Israeli technological and financial architecture. They became the playground for Western tech. And now, that playground is on fire. The Iranian doctrine is clear. If you host the infrastructure that powers the U.S. military's AI, or if your banks finance the occupation, your distance from the battlefield is zero. The Strait of Hormuz is closed, vessels are burning, and the idea that Dubai is a bubble of safety has been burst permanently. Let's talk about the human and financial catastrophe unfolding inside the occupied territories right now. This isn't just about broken glass and burned servers. This is about the complete collapse of financial normalcy. For years, the United Nations experts have warned about Israel's financial stranglehold on the Palestinians, the withholding of tax revenues, the destruction of banks in Gaza, the liquidity crises that made life impossible. But the Zionists built their system on the idea that their banks, their economy, would always be immune. They believed that their high walls and American interceptors would keep the war far away from their stock portfolios. That illusion is dead. In the hours following the hypersonic strike on the underground bunker, a run on banks began. But you cannot run a bank when the data center is a smoking crater. You cannot withdraw your shekels when the ATMs are connected to servers that no longer exist. We are seeing reports from inside Tel Aviv and other cities of people stranded at electronic tellers, cards being rejected, and a complete freeze on digital transactions. This is a financial heart attack. The Iran has stated clearly that this is a war of attrition, a long war. They are not trying to just send a message. They are systematically dismantling the ability of the enemy to function. By targeting the digital backbone and the banking sector, they are forcing the occupation to fight on multiple fronts. The physical front in Gaza and Lebanon, the aerial front over Iran, and now, the economic front inside the heart of Tel Aviv. And the Western companies are running. They are closing their Gulf offices, not because they want to, but because Iran has made them a promise. If you aid the genocide, your servers are targets. Before I let you go, let's watch what the president of Belarus, Alexander Lukashenko, said about Iran and U.S.'s miscalculations.
Из-за ситуации на Ближнем Востоке как-то тренд изменился на нормализацию отношений. Как нашу позицию оценили по этой ситуации американцы?
Я не знаю, как там кто оценивал. Мы занимаем аккуратную, взвешенную позицию, человеческую. То, что я всегда проповедую. С Ираном у нас были добрые отношения. Были. Не скажу, что там они выполняли все наши запросы и прочее. Что сейчас обиды какие-то высказывать, когда разбомбили страну? Древняя страна, духовитые люди, очень, мусульмане. Мы с ними имели хорошие отношения. Началась война. Вы видели, я встречался с послом. Мы должны были по-человечески поступить. Поступили. Мы не ввязываемся в эту войну. Я не хочу навязать своей стране, вам, какие-то проблемы. Там американцы с евреями уже себе столько проблем создали. Разбомбили эту Газу. Детей все перемешали. Ну, видели, что там творится. Там ничего живого нет. Клочок земли. А Иран? Это огромная страна. Горные массивы. Они многое прорыли, тоннели спрятали в горы. Ни одно оружие не достанет. Это должны были израильтяне просчитать и выложить Трампу. Вот такая ситуация, что будем делать. Приехали, ружье в руки, вперед, рванули. Что получилось? А ничего. Я знаю, о чем они, что они хотели. Это 4-5 пунктов, начиная от свержения власти и заканчивая бомбежками ядерных объектов, отказа от ядерного оружия. Они думали, вот мы бомбанем, и весь народ пойдет против. А ничего не получилось. А когда убили Али Хамини, там народ вообще, это же духовитые мусульмане. Они объединились, и там уже и оппозиции нет. Ну что сделали? Ничего. Объекты ядерные, так они ни один объект не достали. То, что на земле было, это легко восстановить или заменить. А то, что они спрятали в горы, все целое. Они подстегнули процесс обогащения урана. Они только хуже сделали. Ну, что касается нас, они нас просили по многим вопросам гуманитарного характера. Я говорю, пожалуйста. Главное, я говорю, накормить людей. Еще только начало было. Я оказался прав, продовольствие пошло вверх. Мы были под санкциями вместе с ними и есть. Мы исходим из комплекса причин и из этого выстроили нашу позицию, наше отношение к Ирану. Человеческую, справедливую.
We will continue to track the fallout from this strike. We are hearing whispers that the digital damage is so severe that the occupied entity may be cut off from international banking swaps for days, if not weeks. The desperation is only beginning. This is a war for survival, and the balance has just shifted. Subscribe and stay tuned. Stay aware. And as always, keep resisting.